Hello, this is Mr. Sutcliffe for TGSI. Today is quite a quiet day in the Gordon schools. Many of our pupils are absent due to the climatic conditions today. And as I speak, the snow is once again falling. We're wondering whether the school is going to be open tomorrow. As has been hinted at previously, because the many of our students, senior students, are on prelim exam revision, we're doing a series of special shows. And today, once again, we've got Derek back in the studio, who's come back from Christie Park at the weekend after making a report on the match against Inverurie. But I thought it would be nice, first of all, just to hear it. Let us get to know Derek a little bit better. Hello, Derek. How are you today?
Fine.
I believe you're a bit of a big fan of Huntley Football Club.
Yes, that's true.
How long have you been a supporter of them?
Really, since I was born.
And you go to every match?
Mostly every match, unless there's some reason that I can't attend.
Okay. Have you ever been a mascot for the club?
Twice.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you did that?
3 and 10.
What happens when you're a mascot?
Well, you just really get to meet the team and you get to train with them outside and then you get to lead the teams out onto the pitch.
Fantastic. What is your favourite moment from Huntley Football Club history that you can remember?
Possibly the match against Inverurie in September, but it was a real good match because it was a 9-goal thriller and Huntley managed to get a goal in the last minute for a penalty.
Okay. What do you think the chances are of winning the league this season?
I think it's very good chance of winning because it's so close this year.
Who's your favourite player then, Derek?
The goalkeeper, Ross Bremner.
Why is that?
Because he's a great goalkeeper.
Right now, Derek, it's over to you for last Saturday's match report.
Last, Huntley played a match against Inverurie in September. It was a 9-goal thriller, which ended 5-4 to Huntley, and Inverurie was looking to avenge that defeat. Huntley managed to take the lead on just 17 minutes after a Neil Gold free kick was played into Neil Reid on the right. His first time cross was laid off by Bruce Gormley for Keith Reid to fire in at the near post, as the forward made it 4 goals in the last 4 home games. Locals found themselves lucky after the goal when Bruce Cormier was left with a bloody nose following an elbow from Stephen Park, but the match officials missed this and no action was taken, despite strong pleas by the home fans. A minute before the break, a last-ditch tackle by Neil Corser on Tommy Wilson denied him a fantastic goal-scoring opportunity. 4 minutes from time, there were claims for a penalty by the home side after Stephen Crabbe was bundled over in the area, only for the stand side linesman, Mike Legg, to deem the player was offside. The title race is wide open now with Huntley, Keith and Cove all winning. Huntley are just 2 points behind leaders Bucky Thistle.
Well, that's it. Just a short show today. That's it for TGSI for this week. Hopefully next week we'll be back to normal. We're looking at a book review from Katrina, our new book reviewer. And then for the next couple of shows, we've got some big shows lined up. We've got a show about Gordon Schools and its ecological friendliness. And then we're hoping to deal with another show about George MacDonald and the events that are going on in Huntley in March. So thanks for tuning in. Keep on listening. This is TGSI saying goodbye.